Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. It's 45 minutes before school starts, and you're headed back in to wake your son up for the third time. Mom, please, just two more minutes. But son, you've got to eat something before you go to school. No, Mom, my stomach's kind of upset. I think I need to stay home from school today. Such is life between mothers and sons. Now, if a dad walked into the room, it might be something more like, "Boy, you better get out of that bed right now. Get your shower, eat your breakfast, and you better not be a minute late for school." There is definitely something different in the way a mother shows love to her son. It didn't take long for us to realize that Evie and I were each a little bit different with our son, Alex. I had a tendency to be a little tougher on him, while Evie, on the other hand, seemed to be a little easier on him. Now, this was the source of many disagreements between us, until we learned that what we were experiencing was actually very healthy. It was normal for fathers to be a little tougher on their sons, while the mother would counterbalance that by saying, "It's okay, honey. Come on in here and I'll fix you some milk and cookies." Both parents need to support one another when it comes to child discipline, so I'm not suggesting that one parent undo the disciplines of the other. I am simply saying that a mother can make the tough man-to-man disciplines of a father bearable for her son. Have you ever known a man and his mother, and then when you met his wife, you thought, "Oh my goodness, he married his mother"? Well, to some degree, I think that all of us men marry our mother. We're wanting to come home from the disciplines of the tough world out there and be comforted by our wives saying, "Come on in, I'll make you some dinner, honey, and everything will be just fine." Moms, you have incredible influence in your sons' lives. God has created a special relationship there. Jesus certainly had this special relationship in his life. To paraphrase the story, his last words to his close friend John before dying on the cross were, "Take good care of my mom." That's the power of love when it comes to moms and sons. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.